To say that Africa is huge would be an equally huge understatement. Africa is colossal. It should come as no surprise to you that more than 20% of Earth's land is African. But since we're just getting started here, every journey starts with a map. But if you set off on the wrong foot, misdirection can quickly become misadventure. Sadly, there's no such thing as a perfect map. Over the past 500 years, drawings of maps depicting Africa have changed from this, to this, to this, to this, and even this, as well as this. However, the maps created to depict the continent were for the most part inaccurate. They were littered with mountain ranges that did not exist and regions that are fables. But the biggest issue which still exists today are distortions in size relative to the rest of the world. From a Western perspective, the world is sometimes shown to them from their point of view, which makes their countries or continents seem much bigger than they actually are. Despite the fact that the British tried to convince everyone in the 19th century that they were the center of the world, don't be fooled, it wasn't based on anything other than a power play. So, by extension, Europe is not the center of the world, and North America is nowhere near that big, however much it might feel that way if you watch traditional mainstream news. So, in reality, South America should be twice the size of Europe, Greenland should be 14 times smaller than Africa, not to mention similar in size to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, whilst three Canadas should comfortably fit inside Africa. To better visualize what I'm talking about, let's take the other Congo, the Republic of Congo, also known as Congo Brazzaville, as an example, which will work perfectly because the equator crosses right through it. As we stack one unit of Congo Brazzaville on top of each other, we get more and more distorted as we approach the North Pole, to the point we don't even really see it as the same sized country anymore. Just look at how much bigger it is next to Great Britain. This despite the UK being home to over 65 million people and Congo Brazzaville being home to just 6 million. When we move Congo Brazzaville back south, the stack gets more shriveled as we approach the equator. This will happen with every other landmass from our current map. So what is the real size of Africa? Let's answer this with the power of maps. We'll take a look at a few countries from Africa and the world and compare their actual size to the size we usually think they are because of the perception we have of them. First, Sudan. Home to the fascinating kingdom of Kush, it's where the Blue Nile and the White Nile meet and has more pyramids than Egypt. Though it lost the title of Africa's largest nation when South Sudan split from it, Sudan is still a reasonable-sized country at 1.8 million square kilometers. Let's take a look at how gigantic it would seem if it was displayed further north to compare with Alaska, which is by far the largest US state. Alaska seems absolutely gargantuan until we drag Sudan to it. Then we see how massive the country really is. It even crosses the US-Russia maritime border across the Bering Strait to the easternmost towns of Russia. Taken down to the US mainland, you can see it's more than twice the size of the second largest US state, Texas, and it is larger than the next three biggest states, Texas, California, and Montana. From a European perspective, it looks like this. But Sudan is actually quite small when compared to another African colossus, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is in fact much bigger than most people believe it to be. It can be placed to cover a huge chunk of continental US. It stretches from California in the west all the way up to run parallel with most of the US-Canada border, which is incidentally the longest international border in the world, then all the way back down through Minnesota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas down south. Interestingly, the combination of the following countries will not cover the same area: Estonia, Hungary, Belgium, Slovakia, Romania, the United Kingdom, Portugal, Germany, Spain, the Czech Republic, Croatia, Serbia, Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Denmark, and Greece. And that's not even factoring the ridiculous scale ratio of former colonizer Belgium to the DRC, which means it would take roughly 80 Belgiums to fit snugly inside the vast Congo. By itself, it's almost as big as Western Europe. But we are still just getting warmed up. You see, Europe seems much bigger than what it actually should be. Let's take France and move it down to Africa to see just how small it really is. It's actually smaller than a lot of countries that you might not expect. The Central African Republic, Kenya, Zambia, Niger, and even Madagascar. The United Kingdom seems pretty large as well, but let's take Mozambique and move it over to prove just how misleading maps can be. It's not even a contest. Mozambique stretches from the north of Finland through huge swaths of Sweden and Norway and elongates before finally hitting the Germany-Poland border. From an American perspective, if Mozambique was placed off the US East Coast, it would basically span the entire East Coast from Florida in the south all the way to Nova Scotia in Canada in the north. On the other hand, Somalia, which has the longest coastline in Africa, making it really long, coincidentally, would match Mozambique's massive spread on the US East Coast. Sweden is the Jupiter of Scandinavia. It looks big, towering above the region. But dragging it down to Africa, we see that it actually isn't when compared to Chad. But there are other huge countries in Africa. The king of them all is Algeria, and it is massive in every sense of the word. Although a quick Google search shows Algeria is the largest country in Africa and the 10th in the world, the sheer size of it is understated when looking at it on our map. It doesn't really look like it on our map. But when we move it to Greenland, which seems like a continent in its own right, we can actually discover that Algeria is much, much bigger. I mean, seriously, just stop and look at this for a moment. How about the reverse? Drop Greenland down to Africa and the difference is more visible. You see, Greenland is exposed as a much smaller landmass than what our map was telling us beforehand. Before the unmasking, Greenland looked bigger than Australia, South America, the US, and even Africa. What's more, continental USA seems much smaller when it's put over Central Africa, and if we move it up slightly, Africa can almost fit the entire contiguous United States into just the Sahara Desert. You see, our world map, which is practically used everywhere, from kindergarten to universities to even Google Maps, is wildly misleading. And it's all down to this guy, European cartographer Gerd de Cremer, better known as Gerardus Mercator, and his 16th century map projection, a common template for world maps today. The problem? It's nowhere near to scale. It vastly exaggerates aged imperialist power at the expense of developing countries and continents like Africa that are shrunk to inferiority. There's a reason why the Northern Hemisphere is associated with wealth and significance. Part of it is because it's literally on top, permanently etched into our subconsciousness as superior from our encounters at every level of education. The main point is that in order for us to truly perceive the size comparison between countries on a map, they would have to be displayed along the same line so as not to have distortions. In many ways, maps determine how we think about the world around us. But as it turns out, maps can also be a massive source of mis- and disinformation. Let me know in the comments which country size revelation was the most shocking to you from what I've covered or any others you may know of. I'm using a really cool website called truesizeoff.com to play around with the country sizes. You can check it out in the link in the description if you want to have some fun moving countries around and seeing their true size. If you liked the video, consider liking it. Every single video will make you realize just how much more there is to know about Africa. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you next time.